We will then move into public participation. Members of the public who wish to address the board should complete a form submitted to Mrs. Moe. Speakers are asked to maintain respectful decorum and leave comments to 3 minutes or less, about 30 seconds. I'll politely remind you to finish up your remarks. Please note that due to YouTube community guidelines, the audio from the public participation portion of the meeting will not be available on a live stream. However, a recording of public comments will be available on the district's website. Mrs. Welty, is there anyone who would like to make public comments?
Great, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There we go. How's that? My name is Wade Kennedy. I am a resident of Glen Ellyn, and I have a child in District 41. I am also the chairman of the Yes for Excellence in Glen Ellyn School District 41. It is a mouthful. but I wanted to come here tonight, and I appreciate you all giving me time to speak to kind of update everyone on what the committee has been doing and kind of some of the, what we've heard regarding the bond referendum that's going to be on the ballot this November. I wanted to thank not only the board but the district for all the work that I've seen that has gone into the preparation for the improvements that are planned at the Spalding property. I got involved in this process really about 7 years ago because I had worked on an advisory board for the superintendent regarding finance. I'm a finance lawyer. I deal with loans and business pretty frequently. And really, I wanted to find a way to give back to this community, and being involved in the school district was a way to do it. So that's how I got interested, and then having the opportunity to be of service in connection with the bond referendum was just another way to extend that. What I found kind of coming at this was that I wanted to talk to people in the community first to find out what people thought about the referendum, what they knew about it. And one of the things that came out, I had a coffee with some friends and neighbors at one point early in the process, and what came out of that was not just about what the district is doing, but really about kind of what Glen Ellyn does in terms of financing public projects and how what people's experience was with that. And one of the main things that came out of that discussion, and has come up again, is that folks have said, I would like this to be more like a business proposition. We all love our kids. We all love our community. We all want our schools to be great. But when we're talking about spending money, money is money, and people care. And so that's what I heard, was that people wanted this to look more like a business proposition. Well, what's made my job really easy is the fact that the district has put all the information that I think was necessary. All my information came from the district website. So 3 minutes goes quicker than I thought. I want to voice my support for the bond referendum. I want to say that the information that's been provided makes a lot of sense to me. And I think that the districting plan that has been proposed, or the redistricting plan, is an element of this that everyone has been concerned about, and I think there's information about that on the website too. But thank you all for your service on the board and the district for putting this together. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Erica Nelson.
Good evening, Erica Nelson. I'm a community member. I have two children who graduated from Churchill Elementary School, proud alum, Aunt Hadley and Glen Bard West. My daughter is a kindergarten educator, bilingual Spanish teacher in Arlington, Virginia. My son graduated from college, lives in Indianapolis. The last board meeting, my husband actually spoke about the upcoming November 8th referendum question and his personal experience on the 2016-2017 Facilities Committee that addressed the same question about space needs in our schools. How does D41 address the educational space needs for our students today and for future students? How do we do it equitably? Another community member that night whose children have completed their education in D41 spoke as well, and he shared, quote, this is the same issue being discussed again. It's about space. It's about equity. Community members, professionals, parents, we should be glad to see that the student enrollment is consistent and projected in the latest demographic report to remain consistent or increase slightly. That means families are moving here or moving home to raise their children here in our schools, using the Park District facilities, worshiping in local faith communities, and patronizing local businesses. We see growth across this community and neighboring communities. I'm actually a Wheaton resident in the Glen Allen School District and Glen Allen Park District, but I equally share my small business dollars in Glen Allen and Wheaton. We see growth in the form of new homes, new apartments, retail spaces, new parking structures, and green spaces being improved. This is what a vibrant community looks like, and our local schools are no less a critical part of this community. Should this referendum pass, the board has talked about having the next 3 to 4 years, up to five, as a board of education and administration to partner with educators, parents, community members, staff, to commit to implementing the best educational program across the district, and part of this transition plan is that work. I was at a meeting, and I'll add these notes, open meeting in this room over here prior to this with Dr. Bruno and Mrs. Buttermer, and many, many members of the community. I'm so grateful that they all came and showed up. But one issue that came up, which is an issue for me that I work on, is that of diversity. And one way to increase diversity across our schools, which is really an equity question, right, is housing stock. Do we commit to building affordable housing? Do we commit to building out this community in that way and creating more equity that way? For 20 years, I've been a part of facilities discussions, reports, discussion with park district leaders, architect renderings of learning spaces, votes for the removal of 32 portable classrooms across five school buildings, adding new flexible learning spaces that are a point of pride for parents, teachers, and students, and for community members who know the value of a strong community school district. To quote a friend of mine who spoke at another board meeting in another district, "It requires an extraordinary commitment to our community and love for all our young people to volunteer and serve on a board and to be people of goodwill and good faith who want to move the district forward. There are tough questions to answer. Let's answer them together."
Thank you very much. Mrs. Bell?
Stephanie Jean Carlin.
Thank you.
Not quite the same. D41 kindergarten to fifth grade enrollment has been flat to declining over the last 10 to 20 years. D41's consultant, John Casarda, projects that this trend will likely continue with limited, if any, growth over the coming decade. Although some population growth is expected from new developments, declining birth rates have been and will continue to offset the impact of the new development. Current D41 average class sizes are well below the low end of the district's target range across all age groups. Given the outlook for limited to no enrollment growth, average class sizes should remain below the target ranges without any additions to buildings or staffings, especially when the buildings cost millions and millions of dollars. What about the number of kids, not only at D41, D87, whatever, that cannot read and do math at grade level? What is going on? What are you teaching? What are you focusing on besides the basics, math, reading, and science? And where is all the money that you are given constantly, the real estate taxes that we pay that are so high? Where is all that money that we give to schools? And now at the time of inflation, really, yes, inflation, with high food bills that we need to survive, gas for our trucks and cars that cost so much more money, electric, gas to heat our houses and apartments, that's so much higher. You're asking for millions of dollars more to build a school that's not needed at an inflation time, let alone any time, is a bad time to ask for more and more millions. And you guys are constantly doing that. And then you're trying to change the zoning for our D41 schools. This isn't right or fair to those kids and their parents to not be close to their own homes and neighborhood friends. I don't understand why you're doing this. And then there's about a preschool. There's preschools everywhere. We don't need more preschools. Why are you doing this? Why are you even asking for millions and millions of money? And then what happened to all this COVID money that you guys received for each student that went to all different schools? Again, millions and millions. Where is all this money? What are you doing with it? And now you're asking again for more and more money to build a school, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You guys are like thieves without guns, and you need to stop.
Susie Warden.
My name is Dr. Susie Warden. I've been in this district for 25 years, and my kids have all come here through Glenbard West. I have some stats here that you guys can look at, but Chicago was an early developer of SEL back in about 2011, okay? They said that with this SEL program, it's social-emotional learning, which came from critical race theory, and they said this is going to consistently increase our grades, okay? You can see 2011 is here. Here's where the grades are, okay? This is early adopters. Chicago is going to be an early adopter for the entire country, okay? We came from here, and we are at 2021, and this is the percentage of change. It's dropped 70% in reading and 80% in math. And we're worried about more buildings. We're worried about more classrooms. We're worried about more tax burden on the public. There was when we were in our roundtable, we talked about buildings in the south side, District 89. And the class size down there is way less than it is here. And I said, why don't we move some kids and move the lines and put some kids in other schools? No, that wouldn't work. We have to move boundary lines. But now we're moving boundary lines. So it doesn't seem right to me. I think we need to really, really look at why our grades are dropping, why our students are 50% less in math, and 50% or less cannot read and do math at grade level. Students, we've gone from 2011, less 64,000 kids or less with the same amount of teachers. So we're paying teachers with less students, okay? Their funds are almost $2 billion more. So we're spending more money with less students that are doing 50%. What are we doing? Where are we focusing our time? And I want to point out with the masking thing, we've got some board members over here that have worn masks every time to these board meetings, and they're very adamant that everybody should be wearing masks. They can wear masks whenever. But here's my problem. When we have board members that mask up, and then the next day they're with a bunch of people and they're not masked. There's hypocrisy here that's just unbelievable. And with a board, we have to be transparent. And I don't think we are. So let's look at grades, let's look at money, and let's look at what's important here. It's the kids and their education. Thank you.
I wanted to start by saying the drum club was awesome, and I really hope you do continue to do attributes at the board meetings. That was very enjoyable. But I'm actually up here to voice my support for the District 41 referendum. I feel that the referendum is a holistic solution for our current and future students. We are one of very few districts in the area without so much as the option for full-day kindergarten. My daughter's daycare class consisted of 14 students from the western suburbs, Geneva, West Chicago, St. Charles, Batavia, and Wheaton, to name a few. She was the only student in that class that didn't have an option for full-day kindergarten. We can do better for our students. the only option for District 41 students whose parents want full-day kindergarten is to enroll them in a private school. Many parents enroll their students in private kindergarten, and then those students move to District 41 for first grade so that they can have the benefits of a full-day kindergarten. I believe that every child should have the opportunity to attend full-day kindergarten, regardless of how much their parent makes or the parent's ability to pay for a private school. This referendum also offers a dedicated space for the district's pre-K program for our earliest learners to grow. It will be tailored specifically for our early learners, including those who qualify based on assessment criteria. Currently, our district has to offer some therapies for these children in hallways, and we can do better for our kids. With the space an extra school would gift our students, existing class sizes would be protected and hopefully lowered. We have significantly less square footage than recommended for our learners, and this referendum can bring us the space recommended. While I realize many don't love when taxes increase, I believe it is worth it for our students, for our long-term investment in our students and our property values. I find this to be a more than reasonable investment in our children now and into the future. For as long as I have lived here, and seemingly longer based on district presentations, the district referendums have provided band-aid solutions for our kids. Our last referendum asked for money to make ADA accessible bathrooms and have a secure entrance at Churchill. The Americans with Disabilities Act went into effect in 1990, and we were able to bring our school's bathrooms up to code with a 2017 referendum. We can and should do better for our students. This referendum grants us the opportunity to bring a holistic solution to our schools. We will have a dedicated space for our pre-K children, a full day of school for our kindergartners, and more space, and most likely smaller class sizes for our older learners. I hope everyone will join me in voting yes for our children. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Yusra Boma, and I'm a current resident of Glen Ellyn. I moved here about a year and a half ago. And my children are young, but we're in district at Ben Franklin. My concern is that the language of the referendum we will vote on November 8th does not tell voters that all school boundaries for the four current elementary schools will change significantly. Voters have a right to know that spending millions of dollars to build a new school will mean the boundaries for each of these schools must change significantly. For me, it means my kids in elementary school, Ben Franklin, which has very, very few minorities to begin with, may have closer to zero minorities except for my kids. I can't support a huge referendum that isn't anticipating or addressing basic everyday issues that affect our children. What I do ask is that, if possible, the language that will be given to voters on November 8th be amended to include this relevant information. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Shahana,
hello, my name is Shahana Kamiri, and I have kids that have been in Churchill and are now in Hadley. I did attend one of the early sessions where we were voting, and it was very on about creating another school, and I was like, yeah, that makes sense. When we asked for boundaries, they said that's something we want to, you know, see down the line, so I didn't know what the impact was. But now looking at it, I would have totally, voted differently because it did not keep in consideration diversity and equity. There's a huge unintentional segregation that's happening, and it needs to be recognized and addressed because where the segregation is happening is not where the students are meeting. I looked up these Illinois report cards that we discussed in the last board meeting. I'm not sure if that was the right place, but it was Illinois report card. And I went and saw that only 14.3% of black students are actually meeting standards. 16.8% of the low-income students are meeting versus their 53% of their white classmates who are meeting their the state regulation expectations. That's about an average of 40% gap. And creating a separate school where they're going to be increasingly segregated is going to make the problem worse. Also, just hearing stories of bus incidents that happen in those communities. There were students that were talking about walking 2 miles to take the PSAT test for the eighth grade on Saturday because they did not have a ride and the school did not provide one. It was 34 degrees, and that's about a 40-minute walk. I don't know how I would test, my scores would be after that hike of a walk. And I think it's unfair that they didn't provide it. I even emailed the principal, and they said that we do not provide something that happens on Saturday, which was very sad to hear that we wouldn't be able to help students who couldn't make it to the test. I don't know how many people don't show up, because I was looking at other report card data, and there were zero black students that even tested in IAR and MAP tests. I don't know if I was looking at the right stuff or not, but it was kind of alarming to me. If no one was taking the exam, or if they just didn't show up, or they didn't have a ride, I'm not sure. So, again, I think that if I had the opportunity and I knew what the impact would be, I would vote for the fifth grade at Hadley, because that allows everybody to cohabitate a year earlier to be able to learn the diversities, because it's kind of sad to see the discrimination that happens. It's not obvious, not a lot of students talk about it, but, you know, being a Muslim and being from Iran, like, we're very not popular with certain things on near 9/11 or the Friday before the 9/11. A student was playing a bomb audio with Allahu Akbar at the end. Things like that shouldn't be happening, because we're not educating our kids about different religions. And
that's all. Thank you so much. Mrs. Love? Yes, thank you. Thanks to everyone who can allow me to make public comment this evening.